Hurricane Debby heading for South Carolina. I'm Mike Davis. I'm talking with South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture, Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, I know preparations are well underway. What can you tell us?
Well, you're right about that. Watching the news and just looking at all of our various weather apps, we can all see what's coming. I'm sure once the storm comes over Panhandle of Florida and Georgia, it'll lose some of the wind. And that's not the main concern, but it's the amount of rain that it appears to be carrying with it, especially down, you know, on the coast, inland, up to, you know, where I am in Orangeburg County and others. We're bracing for quite a bit of rain.
What are some of the preparations that have been put into place and some of the plans that have been put out as we prepare for the arrival of Debby?
One thing is Governor McMaster has declared a state of emergency, which allows for different things to happen, actually brings all of our government agencies together. I think we had our first meeting yesterday, the Emergency Management Division. But it allows for, one thing is for higher weight limits on the roads for commercial vehicles if they're delivering feed, for example, or bringing livestock, something like that. It goes up by 10,000 pounds just so that we can get more done in one trip. The livestock can be, beef cows can be moved around without the restrictions that we normally have, but that doesn't apply to dairy cows because of the high path HPAI that's out there now that we're monitoring.
Right.
Which I don't think many dairy farmers are going to move their cows around anyway. But most of our farmers have been through these events before. I do believe this will be the most rainfall we've had since old Hurricane Joaquin, what we call the flood of the century, back in 2015. Hard to believe that's 9 years ago.
Right.
So with that amount of rain, at least it's not the same time of year. You know, when that storm hit, it was right at harvest of peanuts, maybe early soybeans, late corn. There's never a good time to get this much rain, but it might not be as severe of an impact coming maybe a month to six weeks earlier.
What are some of the biggest dangers that you see as some of the crops that might be in the most danger, Commissioner?
Well, obviously, we're underway with corn harvest. Some of the earlier varieties and probably not the dry land corn, but now when we get into full swing, this amount of rain will slow that down drastically. So while it won't help the crop, it'll actually hurt now with harvest underway.
Right.
It's going to delay some of the treatments that we normally would do for cotton. Peanuts, they're still, 6 weeks away maybe from harvest. So let's hope that the amount of treatments and inputs that we have to add, we can get out there without too much of a delay. But that's going to be the biggest thing. Is it's going to put an interruption in preparation and the inputs for peanuts and cotton as much as anything.
Is there anything you'd like to add that we haven't touched on already?
Well, obviously, if people are unsure, they can get some planning resources from the Emergency Management Division, South Carolina, which is scemd.org. So you never know. Some people are not quite sure of one thing or the other. It's always good to have resources to go to. So that's what the state is providing.
With the latest on the preparations for the arrival of Debby, I'm Mike Davis talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.